Hello, hello. It is Michelle PW, Michelle Perizawasik, and this is the entrepreneurial training for the 90-Day Love-Based Goals Program. Okay, so to begin, to get started, let me explain a little bit about how this training is going to work. So this is just to get you started, okay? I'm going to go through a few foundational pieces so you can start actually crafting goals, entrepreneurial goals that will get you to the result that you want. But I don't actually expect this to be the end all be all. This is just to get you started. So we have a foundation, you know, we have a place to start, and then what I would love is for you to bring what you've worked on today and your goals to the January 3rd kickoff call, as well as to the Facebook group, and we can work together to make sure that the goals that you're set up properly. So, I mean, this might be enough. So you might be fine, and you post it, and I say, "Yep, that looks great. Let's go." Or you might have some more questions or need more tweaking. But this is just to get you started and to kind of give you some basics, because I think that a lot of business information out there is unnecessarily complicated, and it doesn't have to be that complicated. Part of the reason why people make it that complicated is that, you know, it's something that they can then obviously package up and sell. I'm not trying to say people are selling things that don't work. I mean, people might really believe that businesses need to be so complicated. So that's fine. I think things can actually be very simple, and you can see a lot of success. In fact, if the simpler you keep it, the more successful you will be, because it gives you less to your focus is less scattered, and you can just focus on what's in front of you and just really take the small consistent actions that I talked about in the first training and keep doing that every day and see success that way. So I kind of want to give you an overview of all that, and then we can move to the and then you can take this, work through your entrepreneurial goals based on this, and then bring them to the kickoff call and bring them to the Facebook group and the monthly calls, and then we can see how they look. You can also get some feedback, and then we can also course correct as the next few months continue on. Okay, so every successful business basically has three things they need to do. They need to consistently attract new prospects. And when I say consistently attract new prospects, I mean, you know, this can take many different forms. It can be building your email list. It can be having more likes on Facebook, more Twitter followers, more YouTube followers, more Instagram followers, more people listening to your podcast, more people following your blog. So the only thing that I would caution you as, I do think getting people's email address and permission to email them is the best, because that gives you the most control, because now you can actually send an email out to them and communicate that way. So that to me is the best. And the second best would be something else that you control, like following your blog or your podcast, something like that. And the worst would be building your platform on other places like YouTube or Facebook, because the problem is then you're playing in other people's sandboxes and you don't have any control. So it's great to go there and build your audience, because that's where the people are. But then, as much as possible, to encourage your followers to follow you on something that you control, like your blog or your email list. You know, email list is the best yet. Okay, so you want to consistently attract new prospects. You want to consistently sell those prospects so that they become clients. Yes, I know, we have to sell. And then the third one is then you have to actually fulfill whatever it is that you sold them, the product, the program, service, whatever it is. So I'm not going to talk about fulfillment because chances are you've got that. You know, you're a coach, you started your business because you wanted to do more coaching, you're a healer, you want to heal, you know, that's, you're doing the fulfillment. That's your business, you started your business around whatever it is that you want to fulfill. So where people get stuck on is the first two, which is consistently attracting new prospects, otherwise known as marketing, and consistently selling those prospects, which is selling. So let's just focus on those two. So I like to think of these as buckets. So we've got these two buckets. You have the attraction bucket here, where you're consistently attracting new prospects bucket, and then you have the consistent sales bucket. And what I would love for you to do when you look at your 2018 calendar is every single month, you are taking action towards both consistently attracting new prospects and selling new prospects. Okay, so that's it. It can be really that simple. And I'm going to walk you through some ways to do that. I do want you to keep this simple. I want you to keep this simple and something that is doable in short bursts of time, because if it's doable and easy, and so you wake up one day and you look up your calendar and, you know, it's Wednesday and Wednesdays are days you write a blog post, great. You know, it's right there. You can write your blog post. It makes things very simple and you don't have to spend so much time thinking about what it is that you're doing. You can instead think about, you know, writing the best blog post you possibly can. So that's why I want to just keep this simple and easy. And then also, if you're consistently attracting, you have a consistent plan to be attracting new prospects throughout the year and a consistent plan to be selling new prospects throughout the year, now your sales funnel really is, you do have a pipeline of new customers and clients coming into your business all the time. And that is going to help your cash flow. It is going to keep you from stressing. All sorts of wonderful things will happen. And then even if something goes wrong, like you have a sale or a launch doesn't do as well as it hopes, that's okay, because you have, you know, it's not the only thing you've got going. You've got multiple things going, so you can recover. Okay, so let's start with the consistently attracting. So with the attraction piece of it, there's actually two buckets under that. And one of those buckets is something that you are creating on a regular basis for the people who follow you. So this can be content, or it can be some sort of entertainment, or it can be both, because people are looking for content, they are looking for entertainment, and they're looking for both. It also could be something like, you know, just inspiring people, or, you know, like maybe asking, there's a couple people I follow on Facebook that ask really sort of interesting questions and quotes because they're trying to get you to think in a different way. So it can be kind of educating that way, which is sort of educating you on different ways to look at things, to kind of jar you out of old ways of thinking and give you a new perspective. So there can be, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at this, but it's some form of education and some form of entertainment. And this can take the form of written blog posts, podcasts, video, Facebook Lives, posts on Facebook, Facebook group, Instagram pictures, you know, you name it. So it's really just very, you know, the how is really up to you. And there's a lot of different ways this can be fulfilled. But the point is you need to pick one, and that's you need to do it consistently. And part of what is going to be important about this is not only is this used, like a blog post can be used to attract new prospects to you because they'll be searching on Google for whatever it is that you did, and they'll And then if you've done SEO right, you know, your blog posts will come up, they'll go to your blog, and they'll get to know you that way. So that's one way you can attract new prospects. But then you can also send that blog post to your email list and then use it to warm your email list. So that whatever you do here for the content piece of it, it needs to have a dual purpose. It needs to be both attracting and then also something that you can send to your existing people who follow you and keep them warm and build and continue to build the relationship with them, build and deepen that relationship with them. All right, so that needs to happen all the time. Whatever it is that you pick, every week, something needs to happen. Now, there's a second bucket in that, which are things like if you decide to do like a big list build event. So, for instance, summits are good for this. If you did a launch of and you got a bunch of affiliates to promote for you, that's another way to do this. You could also be a part of somebody else's summit or somebody else's giveaway or challenge or something like that. So that's to look at it. So it's something that you do yourself, or it's being in somebody else's. Now, obviously, the advantage of when you do your own summit is you get the benefit of building a much bigger list. But obviously, you know, there's a lot of work involved, and it doesn't just have to be a summit, by the way. I mean, giveaways, you can do it that way. And, or you can just do it really simple. If you have a little bit of a budget, and you can set up like a free ebook and then some Facebook ads to the free ebook, And so you can do it that way to build your list. So, and maybe, you know, that's a consistent thing, or maybe it's a big, maybe you do it as a big event. You have like a big challenge or something like that, you know, where you have 1 month where you have a big budget that you pump into in order to get some new leads into your business. But whatever it is, you have a consistent way of doing it, and then you can have the kind of the big event thing. So obviously the big event, like, you're not going to want to do a summit, you know, like your own summit or your own giveaway every month, I don't think you should really be in somebody else's summit or giveaway every month either. So you do need to kind of keep an eye on that and balance that. So that's kind of the way to look at it. So you have a launch as well. So you obviously don't want to do a launch every month with affiliates as well, because that would probably kill you. So you want to balance it. And how many you do a year really depends. You might want, maybe it's 6-8, you know, and that's obviously a combination of you doing your own summits or giveaways or whatever that is, and you doing and participating in other people's. You could also there's more than this too. I mean, some of it is you might not get quite as many emails, but like if you're on other people's podcasts, you know, that can sometimes be a good way, or if other people are interviewing you in some way, you know, those are other ways that this can also work out. So all of that can be a way to be exposure to new audiences, and then see about if they come over and start to follow you. Okay, so that's the consistently attracting new prospects bucket. And then for the sales bucket, there's kind of two ways of doing that, which one way would be to simply send out, I mean, it can be as simple as sending out an email saying that you have, that you're opening up your calendar, and if somebody needs help in whatever it is that you're selling, you know, they to come talk to you. So you can offer them, you know, something, you know, what's called strategy session or discovery sessions, which are sessions where you can, you know, see if they're a good fit for your program, your good one-on-one program, or you can just do, you know, you can just call it a sales call and just, you know, invite people to have a sales conversation with you. And you can invite them, you know, you can offer them your services, your programs, you know, whatever that is. So that's So at the, at a very minimum, you know, you doing something like that every month is really good. And then the second way to do it would be something like a launch. So obviously, if you do a launch, one launch a month, then the launch is covering both attracting new leads, especially if you've got affiliates involved, attracting new prospects, as well as selling to new prospects. It also could be a sale, like you could do a Black Friday sale or another sale for another holiday. You could do a launch, you know, a different, so yeah, I guess it would be a launch of a new product or program, or a sale are probably the two biggest ways to, if you wanted to do something other than just simply sell a higher priced program or one-on-one services or one-on-one coaching or whatever. So that's, or you can sell lower cost things as well. The only problem with selling lower ticket items, like if you want to sell books or lower ticket products, is that you do need a much bigger pool in order to make enough money. So that's why sometimes offering just one-on-one services or VIP days or something like that, or higher end coaching is easier, because you need fewer people in those programs in order to make the income level that you're likely going to want to be making. For you to really make it simply on selling books or low price products, you need to have a very big list, a very big prospect pool, and then you can make it work. Then the numbers will work. So if that's something that you want to be doing, then obviously looking at growing your platform and your reach is something to really be focused on, because the bigger that gets, the more likely it is that you're going to be able to then you know, be able to sell more lower ticket items in order and make the income that you desire to make. Okay, so what I want you to do, and there's a worksheet here, is I want you to figure out your bucket. So like I said, every month I want you to be doing something in consistently attracting new prospects and consistently selling to them. So every month, put something down that you're doing. And every month you definitely need to be doing some sort of content. In fact, that should be a weekly thing. And then you can be doing some, you know, a launch or a giveaway or something like that, that can be, you know, scattered throughout. So it doesn't have to be in every month. That doesn't have to be in every month. And then the selling, again, every month at minimum, even just sending out an email saying like, hey, you know, you have some openings in your, and if you want to talk about, if you want to see if I can help, you know, get on my calendar. I mean, even if it's as simple as that, at least do that, because even if you send it out and nobody actually bites, you're still training your list to buy from you. So it's because if you just send education and content and great stuff to your list and you never ask them to actually buy, when you actually finally do ask them to buy, they can be offended. So you do want to have a mix of sending really great content and then offering them a chance to, you know, go deeper with you. So that's what I want you to do, and figure out what it is that you're doing, and then figure out what month you're doing it in. So you actually have your month laid, your whole year laid out, so you know precisely what you're doing each month. When you're going to do a launch, when you're going to do a summit or a giveaway, if you're going to do something big like that, when you're going to do any sales, and then when you're going to do a bigger enrollment period, or if you're just going to send out a couple emails, whatever it is. So I want you to actually figure that out on your yearly calendar. And then if you want to go even deeper, you may want to come up with some income goals. So for instance, each month you want to hit a certain income each month in order to make sure that you will reach an income, you know, if you hit at least $10,000 a month, you know, after a year, you'll have $120,000 income. So what do you need to have happen to hit $10,000 each month? So that might be something else to look at. And that can be a combination of, again, launches and sales. So maybe some months the number is higher, some months the number is lower. Maybe you also do some upsells in there. So that is something else to kind of keep in mind, is that what are you doing each month that can bring in income so that you can start to reach your sales goals? Okay, so again, get the worksheet out, and then that's kind of, so you're going to take the goals program, you're going to go through the goals, and then you're going to take this and kind of compare, what you're going to do in terms of consistently creating content or education or entertainment, or both. And then you're going to write that down, and then you're going to do that every year or every month. And then regularly every month, then you're going to write down what you're going to do for selling, and you're going to write down any launches, you're going to block those off, and then you're going to write down any bigger list building events that you're going to do, at least that you know now. Obviously, these are, if you're going to be participating in other people's, you don't know all that, so you know when those come up, you'll have space in your calendar and you can decide there. And so that is what we're doing. And then again, once you figure that out, you can bring all that to the January 3rd call, and we can go through it to see, how that looks compared to your goals, and make sure you're on track. And then we'd start breaking those down into small action steps, calendaring them, and going and then starting to move forward with those actions. So that is the entrepreneurial track, and if you have any questions about this, go ahead and post in the Facebook group. And I will be in there. I'm going to be taking some time off in the holidays, but I will be checking in there. If you have any questions on anything that I say, definitely post there, or you can email Kathy, and I will answer as quickly as I can. All right, I will talk to you all later.